coming up on episode number 507. It's a cover story tribute to a performer and a band that I wouldn't get to pick on the lead singer's birthday. Paul Westerberg was born December 31st, 1959, which is usually, the end of the year is usually when I'm deep in the throes of the Coverville Countdown. So let's go ahead and do a cover story for Paul Westerberg and The Replacements. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's September 18th, 2008. My name is Brian Evan. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville, where I pick an artist or a band and I play you several different interpretations of music from that artist or band. Tonight, it's The Replacements, and a band that formed in Minneapolis, Minnesota in 1979, lasted all the way until 1991, and the lead singer, Paul Westerberg, after that, released a few solo albums, some great solo albums and movie soundtrack, and just such a huge body of work. And it blows my mind that when I look back at the history of Coverville, I don't think I've played a single Replacements cover. No Alex Chilton, no Can't Hardly Wait, no I'll Be You, none of that stuff. So let's make reparations right now for, and I say let's, really it's me. I'm going to make reparations right now for almost 4 years of Replacements-free performances, Replacements-free shows, and present to you 10 covers tonight of Replacement songs. Yes, this will get you right into the weekend. It'll sail you right through the weekend with some great music until the next show. Let's go ahead and listen to a request for this cover story, shall we?
Hi, Ryan. This is John Langford. I'm calling you from London. New to your podcast. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Although I grew up in Minneapolis during the heyday 25, 30 years ago, and I've noticed there's been no theme show for The Replacements. I think they've covered quite a few songs themselves, and a lot of their songs have been covered. I think The Replacements might make a real good subject for a future show. Or you could just talk about the other Minneapolis bands. Husker Du covered the Mary Tyler Moore theme, which would be a good Minneapolis cover, and then you could also think about maybe the Suicide Commandos covered Seven Deadly Sins by Brian Eno if you wanted to get really esoteric. Anyway, keep up the good work, and I like the podcast. Take care.
Well, thank you very much, Dan from London. And, you know, why muddy the waters with a whole Minneapolis show and not focus on The Replacements when there is so much material out there? At least two really good tribute albums, Left of the Dial and Will Inherit the Earth, which we'll hear pieces from later on in the show, and a lot of great individual tracks that you'll find on other albums that pay tribute to The Replacements, or The Mats, as their fans call them. Let's go ahead and get started with a request from Tim and Michelle at the great 500 by Midnight show. I was really hoping to get a request from them, and so when I announced that I was doing a Replacements show, I was really happy to see a message from Tim with this request. They are from Minneapolis, Minnesota, so they are from the stomping grounds of Paul and The Replacements. Let's go ahead and listen to his request, Skyway by Jeremy Messersmith, from an album called Silver City, which was produced by Dan Wilson from Semisonic. Came out in 2008. Here's Jeremy Messersmith with Skyway.
You take the skyway high above the busy little one-way, and my stupid head enclosed at night, I lie awake wondering if I'll sleep, wondering if we'll meet out in the street. But you take the skyway, it don't move at all like a subway. It's got bombs when it's cold like any other place. It's warm up inside. sitting down and waiting for a ride beneath the skyway. Saw you walking down that little one way, where the place I catch my ride most every day. But when the damn thing I could do or say up in the skyway.
If you will dare, I will dare. Meet me any place or anywhere. the night. If you will dare, I will dare. Meet me any place or anywhere or anytime. If you will dare, I will dare. Meet me any place or anywhere or anytime. Now I don't care. Meet me tonight. If you will dare, I will dare.
Probably one of the best-known Replacements tracks, and was even the title of a movie in the 90s. That is Can't Hardly Wait, performed there by the Compound Family. Now, that was actually sent to me by the big brother of the guitar player in that band. And I don't know if he told his little brother that he was sending it to me, but hey, you know, family permission is all the permission I need. That is Can't Hardly Wait by the Compound Family. Before that, you heard I Will Dare by the New Standards. Comes from their self-titled debut album from 2005. Now, the New Standards were made up of former members of Trip Shakespeare and Semisonic, great Minneapolis bands. If you've never heard of them, of course you've heard of them. You've heard this show, and you've heard me talk endlessly about Semisonic and Trip Shakespeare. And, of course, the great Dan Wilson, who produced... Oh, actually, before I leave that track... I Will Dare, the original version by The Replacements, actually featured Peter Buck from REM on guitar. A great little jangly pop song, and the New Standards do a great job of converting that new wavy, bouncy, jangly pop song into a really fun bass guitar and xylophone piece. I just really, really love the style of the New Standards. Great stuff. And then we start off that set with Skyway by Jeremy Messersmith from his album The Silver City. Now, the original song, Skyway, was written by Paul Westerberg about the skyline in Minneapolis. And if you've never been to Minneapolis, one of the things that I can tell you about it, having been there a couple times, is that it gets extremely cold there. And instead of walking all the way down out to the street, street level, and then crossing out to go via curb, you know, out across the streets in the cold weather, they actually have on, I think, the second floor of a lot of the taller buildings, or a lot of the buildings in downtown, they have a skyway, a tunnel that connects the buildings. And the song that... that Paul Westerberg wrote about that is that song Skyway, and it just kind of has that feel of him longing for this woman that he meets under the skyway. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous song, both the original version by The Replacements and that cover there by Jeremy Messersmith from The Silver City. Coverville is brought to you by Bluehost. Bluehost, yes. This is the website hosting service that has hosted Coverville in the almost 4 years that we've been doing this, that I've been doing this. I keep saying we, the royal we. Well, it's me and Tina and Tristan and all these other people who support it, so it is a we. With your $6.95 a month, which is amazingly inexpensive for web hosting, you get unlimited hosting space, unlimited file transfer, you can host unlimited domains, you get 2,500 POP or IMAP IMAP email accounts, secure shell, SSL, FTP, CGI, Ruby, Perl, PHP, really any three letters you want to put together, you probably get that as part of the Bluehost package. And you get all of that for $6.95 a month, including setup, no hidden fees, and it includes your domain. Check them out at Bluehost.com. Make sure to use the link on Coverville when you sign up for Bluehost, because that gives me a little bit of money, a little bit of money to put in the Coverville coffers. So Bluehost.com. And there's Tristan right there. All right, let's get to another track here. This one comes from a solo album by the former lead singer of the Crash Test Dummies, a guy with who sounds like he's got a permanent frog in his throat, Mr. Brad Roberts. Now, this solo album came out in 2001. It was a double live album, and not only features some great covers, great music where he's performing some of the Crash Test Dummies music as well as music by other people. It's got some great witty banter in between the tracks, and it's well worth picking up just for that alone. This is one of the most fun songs on the album, and you can tell he really plays this up with the whole tongue-in-cheek performance. The original by The Replacements and the cover, it's called Androgynous. Here's Brad Roberts. Thank you.
air. Revolution, same bill, evolution. Tomorrow's gonna fuss. They love each other so. Him dragging us closer than you know. Love each other so.
Yeah.
first day that you were born, to the very last time you waved and honked your horn. I had no chance at all to watch you grow up so sadly beautiful, up so sadly beautiful. Well, baby needs a brand new pair of eyes, 'cause the ones that you got now see only goodbyes. And I had no chance at all to let you know you're so sadly beautiful. You're so sadly beautiful. You're so sadly, oh so sadly beautiful. Got your father's hair, and you got your father's nose, and you got my soul. Sadly beautiful. You're so sadly beautiful. You're so sadly, oh so sadly beautiful. From the very last time you waved, honked your horn, to a face that turned away, pale and worn, I had no chance at all to let you know you left me sadly beautiful. You left me sadly beautiful. You left me sadly, oh so sadly beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful.
Blind girl alone, the angel of the night, even
Shawn Colvin. I just love her voice. That is from her 2006 album, These Four Walls, with a cover of Even Here We Are. Okay, I'm taking a little bit of a liberty here. That's not a Replacements cover, but a Paul Westerberg solo cover. It came from his first solo album after the breakup of the Replacements, 14 songs, so I feel like it's close enough. Plus, you know, come on, you gotta honor Paul Westerberg when you honor the Replacements. Shawn Colvin there with Even Here We Are. Before that, Tom McRae with a cover of Sadly Beautiful. That comes from a recording from KCRW. Just a gorgeous rendition right there of Sadly Beautiful. And what a beautiful song it is. Love those lyrics in that song. Before that, a request that, I'm sorry, that Sadly Beautiful, by the way, was also a request. It was a request from Nick from the UK. Even Here We Are was a request from Michael in Baltimore. I want to make sure I get those clear. And by the way, that Sadly Beautiful, there's a cover of that on the brand new Glen Campbell album. So as soon as I pick up a copy of that, I will look at getting something from that album on the show so you can hear how it is. Some very unusual covers on that album from Mr. Campbell. Okay, They're Blind by Kelly Willis from her 2006 album, What I Deserve. That was also a request by Dave from the Wings for Wheels podcast. He's taking a little bit of a break from producing the Wings for Wheels podcast, but hopefully he'll be back on top of that before too long. And then we start off that set with Brad Roberts, the former lead singer of the Crash Test Dummies, from a 2001 album called Crash Test Dude, with his cover of The Replacements, Androgynous. Well, seeing as we're already at 34 minutes and I still have a few more songs to get to, we're going to jump right into set three. Here's a request going out to Matt from Channel 4 in London. It's a cover of Bastards of Young, performed here by Jesse Malin.
What a mess on the ladder of success. Take a first step and miss the whole first rung. Dreams unfulfilled, graduate unskilled. It beats picking cotton and waiting to be forgotten. We are the sons of no one, bastards of young. We are the sons of no one, bastards of young. The daughters and the sons. Clean your baby room, trash their baby bone. Elvis in the ground, waiting on beer tonight. Income tax deduction, what a hell of a function. It beats picking cotton and waiting to be forgotten. We are the sons of no one, bastards of young. We are the sons of no one, bastards of young. The daughters and the sons. Willingness to claim us, you got no war to name us. Visit their graves on hallowed days at best. Ones love us least are the ones we'll die to please. If it's any consolation, I don't begin to understand. We are the sons of no one, bastards of young. We are the sons of no one.
another one of those great recognizable Replacements songs, one of those favorites. Even if you're not a fan of the Replacements, you know that song. That's Alex Chilton, which Paul Westerberg wrote to his songwriting hero. Alex Chilton was the lead singer of the band Big Star, and the producer of the album that came from, the Replacements version of that song, was a guy named Jim Dickinson, who also was a producer for one of Big Star's albums. So kind of full circle there. That performance there was by The Marlowes, and that comes from one of those tributes that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, one from 2003 called Left of the Dial, a pop tribute to The Replacements. Before that was Waitress in the Sky by The Obsoletes, and coincidentally, this comes from the other of those two great Replacements tribute albums, We'll Inherit the Earth, which came out in 2006, The Obsoletes with Waitress in the Sky. And then that set started off with Bastards of Young by Jesse Malin from the 2007 album Glitter in the Gutter, and it was a request by Matt from Channel 4 in London. And with that, we're going to go ahead and bring this episode of Coverville to a close. Now, something I want to tell you about. If you just can't get enough Replacements and Paul Westerberg, then you're going to want to check out the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My buddy there, Michael Butler, has a tribute to Paul Westerberg coming out in one of the next shows. I think the very next show. So go ahead and check that out. Rockandrollgeekshow.com, I believe, is the address. Michael Butler was also the guy who told me very early on, I think one of the first times we met, that he saw Coverville mentioned on Paul Westerberg's blog, where he mentioned that he was a Coverville listener. So Paul, if you're still a listener, this show is for you. Happy birthday coming December 31st, and let me know. I'd love to have you on the show sometime. Also, one other thing I want to tell you about that's going on right now. The Podcast Awards are taking nominations, and the PodSafe Music category has expanded to allow podcasts that pay royalties. So band podcasts where they're playing licensed music, but by that band, and then my show, where I'm paying ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC fees, are now included in the PodSafe category. So if you'd like, please go over and nominate me. Actually, go over there and nominate all your favorite podcasts in every category. Take a look at it, podcastawards.com. We will be back on Sunday with the All Request Show, as usual, hopefully as usual. Sundays have been pretty tough for me lately to put together a show, but we're going to go for it this Sunday. Tina will be there to keep me in line and to join me for Musically Challenged at the end of the show, and we'll get your requests on. Maybe have a request for a Replacements cover, a cover by the Replacements that I didn't play in tonight's show. Well, that'd be a good place to request it. The All Request Show coming up on Sunday. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. And you know what? Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.